Greetings in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. This is the Good News Hour, and your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And we're going to ask your attention, please, to the text that we have been dwelling upon on several occasions, the 32nd chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, and verse 17, which says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." Now, the verse naturally divides itself into two parts. And I should point out to you that the first part of it brings before us with distinct clearness a work that was to be accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ. The work of righteousness, and of course the result of it, peace. Then he says the effect of it, righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. It just wouldn't be possible for anyone listening in today, in these days of so much stress and pressure, even upon our children and upon us all, wouldn't be possible to listen to a verse like this without having created in your heart a desire to know what the prophet speaks of in the last part of the verse, which says, "And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." You know, things in sense and time so soon pass away. And John puts it in his epistle, "All that is in the world passes away." But if you want something that is permanent, something that will last, something that will never pass away, then you must have a link, not with earth, but with that which is eternal and that which is from heaven. Oh, thank God that it is available for all who are listening in. And if you should be troubled today, and if there's undue pressure and stress your portion, we're glad to be able to tell you that it could be replaced, thank God, permanently replaced by righteousness and quietness and assurance forever. Yes, thank God, forever. And I'm reminded, when I think of this passage, of a similar portion found in the New Testament, and you would find it in the Epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians, the first epistle, and in the very first chapter. You see, Paul, our apostle, was a bearer of glad tidings, just as was Isaiah, the prophet of God, who bore good news to Israel and to all who would repent and turn to the God of heaven. Well, anyway, Paul, our apostle, when he went to Thessalonica, he brought to them the gospel. He brought to them free, full, and eternal salvation. And I'm sure it was to a people who were passing through a great deal of affliction and a great deal of trial too, as he tells us about the condition they were in when God's salvation reached and saved them. However, I want you just exactly to see now what he did have to say. He says in verse 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, "Knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost." Now notice the words that follow. "And in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sakes." And I'm sure they well remembered that. You see, they were passing through sincere soul desires. They were passing through deep waters, deep exercise. And what the apostle Paul brought to them, it brought, as certainly is indicated in the words that we have just read to you, where he said, "Our gospel came not to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance." I'm wondering if all who hear me this day possess this much assurance, or as you look forward to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, or should you be at the end of your journey and thinking that maybe shortly you must put off this tabernacle of yours and have to meet a holy and a righteous God. Let me ask you, do you possess peace? Do you possess this assurance that's spoken of by our apostle? Or do you possess what is spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.